I'm very interested in the move by Wollongong University to redefine anti-Semitism. That in and also why nobody was nobody who's affected within the teaching staff like yourself were notified or talked to about it, had a conversation with. Can you tell me about what's happened at Wollongong University?
Well, in fact, we don't know much, to be honest. The decision was made about a year ago, exactly in April 2022. It was a decision taken by the university's council, which is the apex institutional body of the university, making policy decisions. We know that one of the former council members brought the proposal to adopt the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism as part of universities' policies on anti-racism. We know that it was discussed that day and adopted. And only a few weeks ago, just because I was Googling similar decisions, I came to see that my university did adopt the definition. This was not informed to staff and students in the proper channels. The university has its way to do so. The decision was not informed by previous conversations, for instance, via approaching the Senate, the University Senate, which is the body responsible for teaching, learning, and research policies. And this is clearly something that may impact on teaching, learning, and research, not only also on the well-being of students and staff. So the Senate was not consulted. It was not consultation also directly with the students' organization or staff at any level, neither with the union. So it was a kind of a closed door, secret decision taken. It seems so under the pressure of certain community bodies representing the Jewish community in Australia, perhaps some federal politicians. And that's all what we know. So in reaction to that, once we became to know what happened, the union was first to respond. The union
Are you talking
delivered a
about the student union or are you talking about the
no.
NTU?
The NTU. The NTU sent a letter to university management alerting of the negative impacts associated with the adoption of this definition of anti-Semitism. And high number of academic staff also wrote a letter, close to 50 staff members in my faculty. We wrote a letter and we just sent it a few days ago to the Vice Chancellor and the members of the University Council. Now we are waiting for a response. In the letter, we demanded the cancellation of this policy and to delete any mention of it in the different policies, because what the council did once they adopted this definition of anti-Semitism, they inserted it in different policies that are relevant to it. So right now it is there. It can be used, but we are trying to draw the attention of the university to the problems that this policy may arise.
Yeah, my understanding is that this definition is really targeting any negative responses to the Israeli state. as opposed to Judaism or any of that sort. That's correct, isn't it?
Well, this definition was adopted by one of the most important international institutions dealing with Holocaust remembrance, the IHRA, which means the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, which is an international organization, which they have done good work in the area of raising awareness of anti-Semitism. The problem is that a few years ago, they decided upon a new definition. They call it the working definition on anti-Semitism. The definition itself, which is just a couple of sentences, is something I personally can live with. It points to anti-Semitism as a form of racism against Jewish people, individuals, and institutions, something that we acknowledge, and the same sort of definition exists in just dictionaries and in scholarly work. But together with the definition, they also added and incorporated examples of which form anti-Semitism may take. And these examples are driven to show the way for institutions adopting the definition, how to conduct themselves in case people breach those examples. Now, there are 11 examples of how anti-Semitism may take place, how it can be expressed by different people and circumstances. And seven out of 11, don't deal directly with anti-Semitism, but refer to the state of Israel. And more particularly, four out of the seven are very precise in terms of correlating, in terms of making synonymous, on the one hand, the hatred of the Jewish people because they are just Jews, anti-Semitism as we know it. And they equate that with a critique or the criticism of Israel's policies, not directly expressed, but obviously with reference to the Palestinian people. Now, equating anti-Semitism with critique of the state of Israel is something that we must reject. A person can be and should be against anti-Semitism, as we should all be against all form of racism, and that doesn't mean that we cannot criticize aggressive policies, laws, and conducts by the Israeli state institutions against Palestinian people or against any person for that matter. That's where our problem lies in terms of this definition.
Bit sneaky, isn't it?
Well, I believe that there will be still studies into how it call it the genesis of this definition, the reasons why it was brought about, what were the political interests involved. But by the end of the day, we need to judge it for its effects. And we can look into the United Kingdom and the United States, where a large number of universities adopted the definition. Scholars were targeted. Just lately, Professor David Miller from Bristol University was sacked on accusations of anti-Semitism, even though it was demonstrated, as far as I understand, in court that those allegations were false. So this instrument is being used by universities with an interest to get rid of scholars, of colleagues who express themselves not as the university expect on the matter of Palestine and Israel. So that's the very reason why we should oppose the introduction of this instrument inside Australian universities.
Obviously, the other element to this is the secretive nature of the institution that must be very concerning.
Well, yes, to be honest, this is not the first time we need to face this kind of institutional behavior at my university. But it tells a lot in terms of apparently the university was afraid or had its concerns, those people involved in the adoption of the definition, of the reaction of students and staff. People now knowing what happened are not happy about this. Measures have been taken in order to bring the university back down. We cannot know how this will evolve, but as long as this instrument is in place, the danger is latent, because all it's needed is just one person. It can be a student, it can be a colleague, a professional member of staff, submitting a complaint against one of the members of the university community, alleging anti-Semitism on the grounds that this definition provides. And I can already tell you that on these grounds, many of the topics that I personally teach can be easily be considered as anti-Semitic. So hope
can you
that...
can you tell me what kind of subjects you're talking about?
Right now in this semester, I'm teaching a subject that is called the politics of the Middle East. A large part of it is a focus on the history of Palestinian-Zionist relations in the area that we call the land of Israel, Palestine. And obviously, when you approach this topic from the lens that I use to approach it, which is settler colonialism, being Israel as another case of that category that also Australia belongs to, settler colonial formations. So you can easily claim that my academic lens is wrong, and perhaps it lends to anti-Semitic interpretation. So I'm not the only one. There are other colleagues teaching human rights, using examples from all around the world on settler colonialism in my own discipline and also in my school at the university, who may be also using examples from Palestine, Israel, and they also may be a danger of being accused, false accusations of anti-Semitism, simply because the sort of descriptions that the examples in the IHRA definition detail in terms of the association, the making synonymous of a critique of Israel policies, its formation and its present character, its policies towards the Palestinian people, and conducting yourself in an anti-Semitic way.
Yeah, it's pretty Paulus. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this conversation?
From a very personal perspective, I am a Jewish person. My family has both an Ashkenazi part, which means a European Jewish part, and also a Sephardic part, Jews from Arab lands. My grandfathers from both sides, from both my parents' side, many of them were murdered during the Holocaust. And when this definition talks to me, speaks to me, I feel quite embarrassed, because what is being demanded demanded from me is to ignore the violence, the acts of violence that brought, among others, my family into their death. So if I'm required to ignore acts of violence conducted by the state of Israel, taking into account the particular history of the Jewish people, the persecutions that part of the Jewish people had suffered, so that's very problematic, because the point should be to take a stand against acts of violence, acts of persecution, regardless of who is committing them, if these are anti-Semitic forces or it's Israel itself committing acts of violence, including ethnic cleansing, including discrimination and arbitrary violence, like it is used in the occupied territories towards the Palestinian people. So that should not be the message that a definition of anti-Semitism should be delivering. And I think it must be important for universities, and not just universities, to take this into account. Sadly, there is a new federal parliamentary group. They call themselves Friends of the IHRA definition. The Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is among them. There are parliamentarians from all sides of the House. This is the group that is trying to push the definition of anti-Semitism into universities. So I would like to take the chance to ask them, don't do that. You need to rethink this again. And have a proper consultation, and not just with the official representative of the Jewish community in Australia, but beyond that, with also Jewish activist groups, and also with the Palestinian community, because by the end of the day, what this definition is wanting is to censor the criticism of the State of Israel because of its policies towards the Palestinian people.